Jaya Radha Madhuva Kundabi Hari. Jaya Radha Madhuva Kundabi Hari. Gopinana Ballabha Giribhadra Radhe Gopijana Ballabha Giribhadra Radhe Hara Yasoda Nanna Braja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nanna Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tera Vanachare Yamanate Ravanajate Jayurhara Madhuva Kunnabihare Jaya Radha Madhuva Kundabi Hari Gopi Dana Ballabha Hiri Bharadhe Gopijana Ballabha Hidibarudhari Hidibarudhari Asunanandana Rajajanurandana Yasoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tera Panachate Yamuna Tera Panachate Jaya Radha Madhava Kunyabe Gauti Jaya Radha Madhava Kunyabe Gauti Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Parvatakacharya Also Tara Satishi Shima
His Divine Grace Avaya Chananada Bhaktivananda Goswami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Iskan Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Anantakoti Vaishnav Vrinda Ki Jai Namacharya Srila Huridas Thakur Friends.
Shaimakunda, Radhakunda, Girigovran Kijai, Vrindavanam Kijai, Maturam Kijai, Jagannathasami Kijai, Yamunamai Kijai, Srimati Lasadevi Kijai, Samaveda Bhakta Vrindi Kijai, Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Bol. All glories the assembled devotees, all glories the assembled devotees, all glories the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So we are reading today from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 18th chapter, text 28. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Atagata Smitir Abhayo Ripum Bolo Vihaya Sartam Eva Harantam Atmanaha Rushahanach Chirasi Dridena Mushtina Suradipo Kirim Eva Braja Anghasa Atagata Smritira Bayo Ripum Balao Vihaya Sartam Iva Harantam Atbadaha Rushahanach Chirasi Dritena Mustina Surade Pogirim Iva Brajaranghasa Atagata Smritir Bayo Ripum Balo Vihaya Sartam Iva Harantam Atmanaha Rushahanach Chirasi Dritena Mushtina Suradi Pogirim Iva Braja Granghasa Atagata Smritira Bayo Ripum Balo Vihaya Sartam Iva Harantam Atmanaha Rushahanach Chirasi Dridena Mushtina Suradi Pogiram Iva Had Vajra Anghasa. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Atta. Then. Agatasmittehi. Remembering himself. Obaiha. Without fear. Ripum. His enemy. Balaha. Lord Balaram. Vihaya. Leaving aside. Sartam. The company. Iva. Indeed. Harantam. Kidnapping. Atmanaha. Himself. Rusha. Angrily. Ahanat. He struck. Shidasi. Upon the head. Dridena. Hard. Mushtina. With his fist. Suraadipaha. The king of the demigods Indra. Girim. A mountain. Iva. Just as. Vajra. Of his thunderbolt. A weapon. Aranghasa. With the swiftness. Translation. Remembering the actual situation, the fearless Balaram understood that the demon was trying to kidnap him and take him away from his companions. The Lord then became furious and struck the demon's head with his hard fist, just as Indra, the king of the demigods, strikes a mountain with his thunderbolt weapon. You can repeat. Remembering the actual situation, the fearless Balaram understood that the demon was trying to kidnap him and take him away from his companions. The Lord then became furious and struck the demon's head with his hard fist. Just as Indra, the king of the demigods, strikes a mountain with his thunderbolt weapon. So, purport by the servants of his divine grace, Srila Prabhupada. Lord Balaram's powerful fist came crashing down upon the demon's head, just as a huge lightning bolt comes crashing into a mountain, cracking its stone surface into pieces. The words Vihayasa Artam Iva may also be divided. Vihayasa Artam Iva, meaning that the demon was flying in the sky on the cosmic path, Vihayas, with the purpose of carrying off Balaram, who was his Artam, or object of pursuit. So I'm just going to read the Acharya's commentaries. When Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur, when Balaram showed fear, Krishna, who wanted to see some fun, injected into Balaram knowledge of his godly powers. He regained his memory. In the Vishnu Purana, Krishna says to Balaram to help him recollect his powers. O soul of souls, secret of all secrets, why are you acting like a human now? He struck the enemy, who is taking him away as if stealing some wealth, Artam, in the heavens, Vihayasya, just as Indra strikes a mountain with his thunderbolt. Balaram was like Indra. The demon was like the mountain, and the blow of his fist was like a thunderbolt. Jiva Goswami. Then Atahi, he immediately regained his memory when Krishna spoke to him. Kimayam hanusho bhavo vyaktam eva valambite sarvatman sarvaguya guyanam Guya guyatam, guyatmana tvaya, O soul of souls, I'm sorry, O soul of all beings, why are you the most secret amongst all secrets, acting like an ordinary human? That's from the Vishnu Purana 5.9.23. He remembered the purpose of his appearance as an avatar was to kill the demons. Balaram hit the demon with his fist, like Indra striking a mountain with his thunderbolt, and Sanatana Goswami says, then he immediately regained his memory when Krishna spoke to him, the same verse. He remembered that the purpose of his appearance as an avatar was to kill the demons, or he remembered that Krishna had killed Putana, Vatsasura, and others. Even if the demon is a woman or a calf, it should be killed. Therefore, it is proper that I kill this demon, even if he was dressed as a coward boy. He remembered these two facts. Then Balaram understood that Krishna made this arrangement to glorify him. He should kill the demon with his hands. But if he understood this, why does it say that he was a little frightened in the last verse? The expression ishat atrasat can be taken as a question with the answer no. Then the reason is given in this verse. He was actually aware of the situation, agata smitihi, and thus he was fearless. The rest of the meaning is the same. All right, and that's basically the same thing. So let's go back to the verse. Just give me a second. Okay. Atagata smitira bayo ripum balo vihaya sartami baharantam atmanaha ushaha nach achirasi drudena mushtina suradipo giram iva vajra ranghasa. Okay. So, Omagana timanandasya gananjana shilakaya chakshurun meditam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha. So, something pretty amazing is happening right here. And I'm going to make reference to the description that Srila Prabhupada gives about the Lord's advent in relationship to the Bhagavad Gita, because we hear in the Bhagavad Gita, Paritranaya Sadunam Vinashaya Shadushkritam. And for those of you who don't know what that means, that Krishna comes to wipe out the demons, establish religious principles, and to protect the devotees. And Prabhupada, not in the Bhagavad Gita, but elsewhere, he states that all these things don't have to be done by Krishna. You know, one hand you have Krishna saying that I come for this purpose, and the other hand, Prabhupada says, it doesn't have to be done by Krishna because Krishna has multifarious energies, prasya shaktir, vividaiva shuyate svabhavaki jnana balakriya cha. Anyway, and all these energies are first-class servants of his. So certainly killing demons, I think Yamaraj is perfectly capable of that. Certainly helping the devotees, the material energy serves the devotees, the demigods serve the devotees. Krishna doesn't have to come for that. And then establishing religious principles, we got plenty of pure devotees like, not plenty, but some pure devotees like His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, who is perfectly capable of establishing religious principles. So the point is, these are really external activities or secondary activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead when he comes. And of course, he does come and he does do these things, but the reason he does these things is to enjoy. Many times before we've spoken about the Lord's psychology, and he doesn't need a very thorough psychological analysis like we do. You know, you can ask us, you know, why do you act a certain way? Because my mother didn't treat me properly when I was young. So it's not that Krishna has all these psychological issues, like, for example, when Mother Yashoda was chasing him around with a stick, that somehow or other he is suffering for the rest of his life this PTSD from being chased around by a stick, by his mother with a stick and tied to a grinding mortar. I mean, that's really difficult. I remember when I was young, I wasn't tied to a grinding mortar. I was tied to a leash. No, it was a running line. There's nothing wrong with it. Nowadays, of course, it's politically incorrect. But actually allowed me to run around without getting in danger. There's nothing wrong with it. So anyway, so Krishna just comes down to enjoy. However, there's different aspects to his enjoyment. Sometimes he enjoys as God, and sometimes he enjoys as an ordinary bloke. Sorry for the English. As an ordinary guy. And he enjoys more as an ordinary guy than he enjoys as God. So here in this particular pastime, you see Balaram like switching gears. You understand? He's switching gears from his, let's say, ordinary bloke, you know, ordinary person, to his God consciousness, which is really interesting. So therefore, it's mentioned that when Krishna or Balaram kills the demons in Braj, he doesn't really kill them in his original aspect. He kills them in his expansion, his Vishnu expansion. because in his original aspect, he's a coward boy having fun with his friends. So Balaram in the beginning is in his original aspect, you know, as a coward boy having fun with his friends. So that's why the fear is there. Now you might say, what kind of enjoyment is that? To have fear. And of course, Mother Ermila mentioned yesterday that, you know, we do different things to put ourselves in a fearful condition in this world just to enjoy. Like she mentioned, the amusement park and the roller coaster and all those other things where we experience fear and there's some fun of it. But really, that fear is, we know we're still in control. It's a little bit different. Whereas the fear that Krishna and Balaram, or let's say, let's talk about the devotees first, where the fear the devotees experience in Braj, it's not that they're thinking they're in control. They're actually experience intense fear. And I wanted to read a little bit about this fear. Of course, this fear is more intense, actually, than the fear that we experience in the material world. The material world, let's talk about the material world fear. I wanted to talk about that because I mentioned to Mother Ermila yesterday there was an interesting verse in the Bhagavatam that I thought was very much appropriate in this regard. It's 11.2.37, that is, 11th canto, 2nd chapter, text 37. And it's a verse that Prabhupada would often quote in regard to fear. So, Vayam dvitya binivesha shat ishadape tasha viparyos britihi tanmayato buddha abhijet tam bhakja kayesham guru devatatma. And the translation is the material fear. Fear arises when a living entity misidentifies himself as the material body because of absorption in the external illusory energy of the Lord. So let me just go through the Sanskrit. Dvitiya, that means to see something other than the Lord. Duality, it's like a duality thing, that there's something else other than Krishna. In other words, someone else or something is happening outside of Krishna's control. And everybody knows my favorite verse in the Bhagavad Gita, 6:30. Everybody knows it? No. Yomam pashati sarvatra sabram chamayu pashati tashaham na pranashan sachame na pranashati. Someone who sees me everywhere and everything in me, I am never lost to him, nor is he ever lost to me. Anyway, so this is very interesting. Dvitiya abhiniveshata. We are absorbed in thinking that something else is happening other than Krishna and Krishna's energies. It's interesting. Abhiniveshata means because of absorption. Dvitiya means in something seeming to be other than the Lord. That's the duality. And then, shat, it will arise from apetasha, from that particular person who has turned his face away from the Lord. Of course, the statement is, what Krishna bhadhir mukha. So sometimes there's a discussion, like, how did we get here in the material world? Were we aware of Krishna? Or were we born in the Brahmajyoti, or born in the Tathashta, even though there's no such place as the Tathashta. What's that song? Born in the Brahmajyoti? No, USA. Anyway, so so in other words, apetasya, we've turned our face away from Krishna, we're ignoring Krishna, and therefore we're given this benediction of viparyaya, which means misidentification, and asmritihi. Smritihi means to remember, and asmriti means what? To forget, or forgetfulness of our relationship with Krishna. And that's, where our fear and anxiety arise from. It's very interesting. Therefore, an intelligent person, the injunction is, an intelligent person should engage unflinchingly in the unalloyed devotional service of the Lord under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master, whom he should accept as his worshipful deity and his very life and soul. So I'm going to read some of the purport, which is really instructive for us. According to Srila Siddhar Swami, the objection may be raised that since fear is caused by ignorance, it can be dispelled by knowledge, and there's no need to worship the Supreme Lord. In other words, what knowledge are we talking about now? Just knowledge and pramana. The knowledge, I am not this body. It's like a negative stuff. And as we have often said, you can't do a don't. You know, I'm not the body. It's like, you know, go to the dentist sometime. Don't go to the dentist. But anyway, if you're at the dentist and the dentist is saying, you know, this won't cause you any pain, and you know that means it will be painful, then just try thinking I'm not the body and see if it helps. It doesn't. Anyway. The living entity falsely identifies with his material body, family, society, and so on, and he simply has to give up this false identification. Then what will Maya be able to do? In other words, if he simply understands it's false identification, you got this upadi, then, you know, give up the fear, Prabhu, or Pravi, as the case may be. But it doesn't work like that, because you can't think of a negative. You can't identify yourself with a negative. And Sridhar Swami replies to this particular argument by the impersonalist by quoting the Bhagavad Gita, Daiva Yesham Gunamaya, Mama Maya Durachya, Mama Eva Ye Prapajante, Mayame Tam Turantite. That the only way you're going to be able to overcome this material energy, which is actually very difficult to overcome, is to surrender to Krishna, is to be Krishna conscious. Anyway, so that's how we overcome fear. If we take our real identification, turn our face back to Krishna, and see Krishna in everything and everywhere, and then we don't have material fear. However, spiritual fear we hanker for. And actually, excuse me, let me make one reference to a discussion, this is as far as we're concerned, to a discussion between Lord Chaitanya and Ramananda Roy. And Lord Chaitanya asked Ramananda Roy, what is the most distressful, basically fearful condition the living entity can be in? Does anyone know the answer to that? Yes, yeah, separation from the devotees of the Lord. So that sort of fear, even for ourselves, we can accept that particular type of fear. Now, for the residents in Vrindavan, their fear becomes even more intense because fear is considered one of the indirect rasas. You understand? Along with other things like ghastliness and chivalry and other things like that. There's seven indirect rasas, of course, five direct rasas. So I want to read a little bit about the fear of the residents of Vrindavan. So that's, of course, in this particular case, we're talking about Ashraya versus Vishaya. Krishna is the enjoyer, and the devotees are the Ashraya of these different symptoms, or symptoms of bhakti. But sometimes, like in this particular case, Balaram becomes the Ashraya. You understand? He becomes the repository or the shelter of different emotions, which is interesting. Sometimes the devotees have these extreme emotions, and sometimes Krishna has these extreme emotions, and Balaram. And Balaram is actually enjoying the fear that he had. He's actually enjoying it, just like we enjoy it. He wants to experience fear until Krishna spoils the fun. You know, Balaram's having a good time, thinking he's an ordinary coward boy. This is enjoyment. And Krishna says, hey, buddy, you're God. And Balaram says, all right, I got to get angry and kill the demon. But he's having more fun with the fear. So anyway, so let's talk about the devotee's fear, which Prabhupada calls here apprehension. Actually, there's so many emotions that are mentioned in the Nectar of Devotion, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. There's even intoxication, pride that the devotees experience. The secondary sty bhavs here. Anyway, this is the expressions of love for Krishna, but this particular chapter has other things other than the indirect emotions. These are secondary right here. This is interesting. There's madness, forgetfulness, disease. These are secondary. But actually, I'm taking this apprehension right now, even though it's a secondary, as a Vyabhachari bhav, yeah. Even though it's in the chapter of the secondary. Okay. Let's see. In the Pajabali, there's the following statement. My dear friend, Krishna's residence in the demoniac circle of Mathura under the supremacy of the king of demons, Kamsa, is causing me so much worry. This is one instance of apprehending some danger to Krishna and ecstatic love for him. Another one is, Vrishasura appeared in Vrindavan as a bull. All of the gopis became greatly affected with fear. Being perturbed in that way, they began to embrace the tamal trees. In other words, they had so much intense fear. This is not like the fear we get in the amusement park. Because we know, the ride's going to be over soon. But this is like devastation, that everything is finished. The love of our lives is going to die here. This is an instance of fear caused by a ferocious animal and the search for shelter while remembering Krishna's ecstatic love. Upon hearing the jackals crying in the forest of Vrindavan, Mother Yashoda sometimes became very fearful about keeping Krishna under her vigilance. Fearing that Krishna might be attacked by them. This is an instance of ecstatic love for Krishna and fear caused by a tumultuous sound. This kind of fear is a little different from being actually afraid. When one is afraid of something, he can still think of past and future. But when there is this kind of ecstatic apprehension, there is no scope for thinking. So in other words, it's so intense. When I'm on the roller coaster, of course, I haven't gone on a roller coaster in years, I'm thinking, what am I going to do when I get off? I'm going to be sick as a dog. But the residents of Vrindavan aren't thinking like that. They're thinking, everything's finished. Then we'll go back to the descriptions of fear as a... Was it? I think it's earlier here. Yeah. No, there was another description here. Yeah, anyway. Here as one of the indirect rasas. In ecstatic love for Krishna and fear, dread, there are two kinds of fear, either Krishna himself or some dreadful situation for Krishna. When a devotee feels himself to be an offender at Krishna's lotus feet, Krishna himself becomes the object of dreadful ecstatic love. So in other words, if you feel you're an offender or done something wrong, you're afraid of Krishna. You're the object. That's interesting, isn't it? So a devotee becomes afraid of Krishna. I'm going to get, just like my mother used to say, God's going to punish you because you didn't listen to me. That's a Jewish life. When out of ecstatic love, friends and well-wishers of Krishna apprehend some danger for him, that situation becomes the object of their dread. And here Prabhupada gives an example of being afraid of Krishna. When Rikshiraj, that's Jambavan, was in front of Krishna fighting and suddenly realized that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna addressed him thus, "My dear Rikshiraj, why is your face so dry? Please do not feel threatened by me. There is no need for your heart to tremble like this. Please calm yourself down. I have no anger toward you. You may, however, become as angry as you like with me to expand your service in fighting with me and to increase my sporting attitude." Amazing. So here, Krishna himself is the object of fear. Let's see. Oh, here's one. I just want to read another one. After the Putna witch has been killed, some friends of Mother Yashoda inquired from her about the incident. Mother Yashoda at once requested her friends, "Please stop, please stop. Don't bring up the incident of Putna. I become distressed just by remembering this incident. The Putana witch came to devour my son, and she deceived me into letting her take the child on her lap. After that, she died and made a tumultuous sound with her gigantic body." So anyway, so these are some of the times that the devotees manifested fear. But here in this particular incident, we have Balaram manifesting fear. And that's really the primary, the fear and the considering himself to be an ordinary person, ordinary coward boy, is the primary reason why Balaram and Krishna appear. And this killing of the demons is the secondary reason why Krishna and Balaram appear. And we find this actually in all the Lord's pastimes when he comes to this world. There are primary and secondary reasons, or principal reasons and secondary reasons. For example, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came down, you could say that he came down to propagate the Sankirtan movement, but that's a secondary reason, an incidental reason. The main reason he came down was to actually experience the love that Radharani has for him, to see himself from her perspective, and to enjoy from her, and to understand and enjoy Krishna consciousness. So anyway, so this is really what's happening with Balaram, and he's, in this particular incident, he is switching gears from his enjoyment mood to his official mood as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And it's, I found it quite interesting. So, any questions or comments? Yeah.
So how can we compare our fear? We fear, you know, someone comes into the gun in this room and it's and you know, it's like you're gonna experience fear.
Well, that's real fear.
Well, how can the fear in the spiritual world really feel good if it's like that?
That's a good question. That's a very, because it's centered on Krishna, it's an ecstatic symptom. And it's really, in the spiritual world, they're not sure that everything will be all right. They're not. They think that everything is going to end, you know, our beloved Krishna. I mean, the gopis, they're even fearful when Krishna's going out to herd the cows, he's going to hurt his feet. You know, their fear is just like intense. It's up to the point of devastation. Devastation, which is actually one of the symptoms of Vyabhachari Bhav. Devastation. I mean, death even, isn't it? Even death is one of the 33 sanchari of Vyabhachari Bhavs. It is completely intense. At the same time, it's of a different category than our fear that someone comes in with a gun and Arjuna is not here to protect us. And that, you know, he just comes in with a machine gun and starts, like, shooting everybody. I mean, that, it's different. It's based on the body. Yes, but it's intense. And so even in the spiritual world, they're not thinking, you know, we're not the body. Or let's say Krishna's pastimes in this world. Let's take it that way. Because there's real demons here. But in the spiritual world, there's no real demons. But in Krishna's pastimes in this world, they're not thinking like, they're not jnanis thinking Krishna's not his body. He has a body made of Satchitananda Vigraha. He'll be all right, you know, he's God. They're not thinking like that. They're just thinking Krishna's an ordinary coward boy and he's going to die. They're in extreme anxiety. And that anxiety is a symptom of ecstasy. Yeah.
The fear or aspect, are they supposed to be enhancing?
And
heightened,
yeah.
The devotional sentiment.
Yes, yes, they heighten and they bring one closer to Krishna. But it's hard. I mean, you know, your question is very hard for me to answer because, you know, I haven't experienced that. But it's just, but there, if you read about the Vyabhachari Bhavas, you know, Sanchari Bhavas, then you hear it. It's like devastation, death, and all these other things that occur. That, you know, everything's hopeless because Krishna's going to die. You know, Krishna's dancing on the heads of the Kali serpent. They're not thinking it's just Krishna, you know, he's going to come out all right. They're thinking he's finished. That's why they're fainting. And they want to jump into the Kali lake to save him. And Balaram, you know, has to hold them all back. This is not just like, you know, just like little boys at play. It's serious stuff. No, it's not a simulation. Although everything will be all right. And in the spiritual world, you know, the past, of course, there's no demons in the spiritual world, but we have devotees who act as demons, and there's still that anxiety. And the devotees go through the same pastimes, you know, again and again, and they forget that they've gone in the past. You know, Krishna goes to to Mathura, he comes back, and then they forget that that happens. Then Akura comes again and takes Krishna to Mathura, and he comes back. So the spiritual world is full of intense emotions. And the more, oh yeah, this is an important point. The more we cultivate these intense emotions, beginning with the point of, you know, fearfulness of separation from the devotees, and fearfulness of Maya, like Prabhupada said, we should cultivate, right? He said, you Western boys and girls, and I was a boy, I wasn't a girl. You Western boys and girls are not enough afraid of Maya. The more we cultivate that, the less that we will experience these material emotions of fear or hankering or any of these other things. So we have to cultivate these different moods in relationship to Krishna. And that, as I said, there are manifestations of fear that we should have. You know, like Prabhupada was asked one time, you know, he said the reason I'm Krishna conscious, I'm afraid of falling down. You know, obviously Prabhupada wasn't afraid of falling down. I mean, Prabhupada couldn't possibly fall down, but Prabhupada had that fear of forgetting Krishna, falling down, being separated from the devotees. Anyway, so enjoy Krishna consciousness. Be fearful. Be devastated. Be in anxiety. Prabhupada was in anxiety for Krishna. But it's enjoyable somehow or other. I mean, my experience is when I'm in anxiety about things in relationship to the temple, in relationship to the devotees, I enjoy it. But, yeah. Jivanam, Anandam Buddhivardhanam, Pratipadam Vanas, Svaranam, Sarva Prasnapadam, Brahmijayate, Shri Krishna Sankirtanam, Namnam Akari Bhuta, Nijasarva Shaktish, Vitrapita Nirmitas, Maranena Kala, Eta Prasita Bhakripa, Bhagavan Namapi, Gurdaiva. Raja Srinath Vishnichana Aurora Vishnichana Manina Manatena Vidyasadari Namajana Sundari Kavitan Bajagadisha Kamaye Mama Janmani Janmanishvare Bhavadat Bhakti Vaitaki Dwaye Ainanda Tundari